Hello, I'm Dominic S., and welcome to the Worldwide Solutions. Today, we'll be tackling the problem with our carbon footprint.
Hi, I'm Dominic C.
And I'm Gage.
Before we start, let's talk about what our carbon footprint is.
I know all about our carbon footprint. To begin, a carbon footprint is the amount of carbon dioxide and other chemicals being produced and causing the greenhouse effect. The greenhouse effect is the warming of the Earth's surface and air above it. It causes gases like CO2 to be trapped in the air. These gases include methane, water vapor, and like I said, carbon dioxide.
Reducing greenhouse gases could prevent 3 million premature deaths by 2100.
If we don't reduce our carbon footprint, it could alter the season of crops growing, weather patterns, and cause rising sea levels.
Our water supply is also shrinking because of climate change, which is caused by our carbon footprint.
Cars aren't becoming a real problem as well. Instead, we should be using bikes and walking. You might think that electric cars are better, but they are just as bad.
Speeding and unnecessary braking wastes gas and increases your carbon footprint.
Even shopping less can save the environment.
How?
If you use a reusable bag, you don't have to waste paper bags and buy reusable stuff as well. The tin can you got for that soda machine can be recycled and made into a fridge or even part of a TV.
Wow, I didn't know that. But what is all these problems causing?
It's causing problems in the environment.
Like what?
Like the depletion of resources.
So, we might not have the materials that we do today if our carbon footprint gets bigger?
Correct.
If we don't stop our carbon footprint from growing, then major problems could happen, like a tsunami, and even the end of the world could be upon us.
That's scary to think about.
Yeah, but how can we reduce our carbon footprint?
That is an easy question. First off, inform others about the danger of our carbon footprint and use less energy. Drive your car less and go on a walk for once in a while.
What about solar panels?
I know all about that. You see, solar panels are better to have than a regular power plant to power your house. They reduce the use of fossil fuels, shrinking your carbon footprint and limiting greenhouse gases.
What if it's a cloudy day and you have no power?
That's why you use a backup generator or source of energy from the solar panels.
Even the slightest cause of the change to solar panels or walking instead of driving a car could have a huge effect on the environment.
Wait. You mean if I walk or bike instead of driving, I could save the planet?
Yes, little things like that can make a difference. Turning off lights can help as well. If you keep them on all the time, then your energy bill will go up and increase your carbon footprint.
Eating locally helps as well. When you transfer food from somewhere else, the food must stay cool. And to do that, the truck uses energy to cool it. So buy locally so you don't have to waste energy and increase the carbon footprint.
Even build a little garden so you can eat right from your backyard.
Looks like we have a caller. Hello?
Yeah. Only your facts are fake and untrue. I'm going to drive my car as much as I want, and you can't tell me what to do.
I know I can't tell you what to do, but don't you care about your future, your family's future, and even your children's future? Someday, do it. Don't be so quick to judge. You might enjoy that walking rather than driving your car.
Yeah. I don't believe.
Well, we can't change everybody's mind.
Back to reducing our carbon footprint.
Unplug your devices. Even when you have a charger, a random cord, or any wire hooked up to an outlet, it still drains power, so unplug your wires.
Sometimes, you just have to give up your devices and go outside. Well, we managed to get all of our information down on one podcast. Hopefully, anyone watching this enjoyed our little presentation about reducing our carbon footprint. See you back on the Worldwide Solutions.
See ya.